Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To me, this is a stupid way to look at it.
Oh,
I'm
going
to go ahead and say that. 408, Willard knows it all. Dungy was a coach, and you're a fan with a platform, Willard. What the hell are you? What are we doing here?
A fan with a text number.
Like,
Boxer and Gerson.
Let's talk it out. Have your opinion. We're right here. We're right here. I've got mine. You have yours. It's all good.
Yeah.
The Niners are 4-1. Mac is doing the damn thing. I still like Brock. Some of you don't. Great. Great. That's what we're doing here. If we're not allowed to disagree with somebody who is a coach or a player, well, then we've got a freaking problem because we've got a, I've got this, I don't know if y'all know this, the sound that you hear, I got a board in front of me.
Yeah, you do.
And it's got all of these little rectangles on it, and I can punch any one of them, and I can find former players and coaches who disagree with each other.
Right.
Because John Feliciano came on yesterday and thinks that the idea of starting anyone but Brock Purdy, apparently for the next 10 years, if he's healthy, is crazy.
Well, and he's going to get you two Super Bowls.
And he was literally on his team last year. Is that not credibility? Is that not credibility?
It is, but the man bought him a truck.
Whatever.
So let's just, you know.
I'm actually going to, here's where, and this came up, what was it, Ryan Clark that got all in trouble because he did the whole, like, you didn't play so you don't get an opinion thing?
Yep.
Let's all, can we collectively agree, let's not do that. I don't like that, and I bet you don't like that.
No.
I don't want this show to be like, well, I mean, you're just a fan, so what the hell do you know? I don't know. I could argue we pay all of their salaries.
What if our democracy worked that way? Like, if you didn't hold office, you don't get to vote because you were never president, so you don't get to vote, or you were never the mayor, so you don't get to vote for mayor. I'm not trying to make it all political,
yeah,
but
I was going
to
say, some might argue certain people in politics are actually the least credible people in the entire world.
Well, and at least when it comes time, the people who want to have an opinion, you get a vote, and that's the same thing with this topic. We're all fans, and John Feliciano's not on the Niners anymore, and so he's basically a fan. He's got more knowledge because he knows these people up close and personal, but for the rest of us, yeah, we're the paying customer. And if you go to a restaurant and you have a meal that you don't like, you're not allowed to say, hey, I didn't really like that because I was never a chef. I mean, how would that work, right?
It's kind of a fun comp.
Like, hey, how was your dinner? Well, I'd let you know, but I was never a professional chef, so I'm not authorized to tell you what I thought of that meal.
What would Yelp do if that were the case?
Dude, they'd miss me, I'll tell you that.
They wouldn't exist.
They could
just respond to every comment. Well, you don't work here.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to this, that, or the other. Yeah. It's all good, right, people? It's all good. It's all good. If you want to start Mac for the rest of the year, I'm not mad at you. I just have a different way of looking at it. In fact, I think largely the show today, what I would love to hear, like, does anybody think that the Niners shouldn't have done the Brock contract simply because that's not the way to build the 49ers? To me, that's much more interesting because we can sit here in the streets right now, and if we want to, and I know this is the way it works, We can get red in the face and scream, Mac, Brock, Brock, Matt. We can do that. It's going to work itself out, number one. Number two, like, they're pot committed. Brock Purdy is their starting quarterback. That's the guy. That's the guy. And whether that's right or wrong, that will play out over the next handful of years. The other fun thing is, in the midst of everybody yelling in the streets, the Niners are 4-1, which I stated yesterday. That's the best. They're not the best 4-1 team, but they've got the best 4-1 in the NFL because it feels like they're stealing. Everybody else who's 4-1, you know, has their quarterback and,
right,
and most of their people.
Tampa would be the same sort of, we're stealing at 4-1.
I don't know.
Just the way that they, Atlanta let them off the hook with a kick that got missed. And
the way they've won the games. But, I mean, they've got their quarterback at
least. Sure, but they don't have their top two receivers. Yeah. And you could say Abuka now is, but you haven't had Godwin and you haven't had Evans for a while.
Yeah, Abuka's definitely.
You lost your running back now and you lost your left tackle.
Oh.
So, I mean, Tampa and the Niners are, in very many ways, mirror images in their big-time losses, and yet they're both 4-1.
Yeah. So it's stealing versus stealing. Yep. Sunday at 1. Phenomenal. How great is this? How great is this? You win games and get to scream at each other in the streets about the quarterback? I mean, who's having a more fun, better year than the San Francisco 49ers? This is a Jim Harbaugh special. Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Well, and if you were 1-4, you wouldn't be screaming at each other in the streets. You'd be screaming at Shanahan because he keeps getting his guys hurt. But because you're 4-1, the idea of him running so-and-so into the ground, it's not even a thing. And I just was looking at our Twitter feed during the break, and 95.7 The Game put out the injury report, and they quoted my daughter, and they said, in honor of Dan Dibley's daughter, I don't yike it.
No, I don't.
Because the list was like 17 names long.
It's very
and
long.
And you're 4-1.
It's
a long list.
And distinguished.
Right. And also indistinguished. Like,
that's a good point, too.
Jordan Watkins, hello, are you going to ever play? Like,
well, no. This is going to be a lost year for a rookie receiver.
Right.
The Niners have signed 18 other receivers. They've got 4 more coming back. I don't know. How's he going to work his way through this? It sucks. They're super excited about him. He's really good.
And the fragile little Oregon running back, too, who hasn't been able to play.
Wow, that was a death stare. Granny did not like that. He don't yike it.
You talking about Bucky Irving?
Talk about the Niners.
No, oh. Jordan James.
Jordan James.
Listen to the show.
Keep up.
Cutting Greg Cosell. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. He's working for us.
Yeah, he always is. Yeah. See, if he's not working, he's eating his turkey sandwich, and I think we've already passed the sandwich portion of the show.
I had mine. In honor of Mark Grandy, I brought one in today, too.
Nice.
It's kind of a mini one.
And Grandy famously described to us what happens after he chews the sandwich.
What happens?
I'm not saying it again.
You know what happens.
I know. I just wanted to say that.
I did too.
All right.
Fool me one time. Shame on you. Can't be fooled again.
Is the answer dry heave? No. No, 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 no.
I'm not Mac Jones.
Good point.
Let's go to Austin.
Pickle juice.
Let's go to Austin in San Jose. Hi, Austin. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you guys again. Dibs. Man, it's great to talk to you. I'm glad we were able to get past our differences, so I just wanted to call and say hello to you guys. That's all.
Yeah, what's up, Austin?
Listen, regarding the whole Willard, I think I could be a little bit more subjective because I'm not a Niner fan, but I'm a Commanders fan and all that stuff and Jaden Daniels and yeah.
I like your quarterback. Yeah, okay.
But I thought Mariota was going to be a decent backup, but he kind of kick up a little bit, but I think he's still a decent backup. But listen, I wanted to kind of challenge you a little bit on the. I think the contract is really the issue because if you looked at it just in terms of, let's say the contract didn't exist. Now, I actually thought that the Niners missed an opportunity. They could have gone out and gotten Darnold. They could have gone out and gotten Justin Fields. And you could have said, well, yeah, they're not as good as Brock, but at least, and they could have still got Mac Jones, by the way. They could have had that scenario plus Mac Jones. Now you'd be in a better position to say, okay, let's compete. Let's not worry about, we already paid this dude $53 million a year, which I feel like, Willard, you're kind of, I know you're not, but it feels like you're trying to you want to justify Brock being the guy organizationally because of the contract. And I think that's really the issue.
Austin, hold, pause. Most definitely not. And you know that because you know exactly what I've been saying about Brock Purdy well before he got paid. I'm not trying to justify anything. It's not my money. I happen to think he's a good player. If you think that makes me crazy, great. Great. Have that opinion. You like Justin Fields. He's 0-5, and the Niners think he sucks. They thought he sucked when they went into the draft. That was the one guy they definitely did not want to take. So, you know, like we can all see it the way we see it. Like, can I ask you that, Austin? Why do you like Justin Fields?
Oh, because it's a system. I think you guys went on – kind of list at length early on in the car. I was listening in the car. You talked about system. I think that there's validity to that because you could put Justin Fields in this system. Sam Darnold, I think, could do equally. I think the question is now that we've got this contract, how much better, and I know you don't want to go here, Willa, but how much better is Brock than Mac Jones? And I think if you looked at Jaden Daniels, let's extrapolate. Jaden Daniels versus Mariota, there's no question about who's the best quarterback. I think it's a lot closer conversation with Mac Jones and Brock, and you've got a $53 million a year commitment to Brock.
Right.
I think that's really the question. Where it's different to me, Willard. Okay, I don't know if you agree or not, buddy.
Well, I'll agree with you that the gap between, I guess we're saying Mac versus Brock is smaller than the gap between Mariota and Jaden Daniels. Was that your example?
Yes, I'll
agree with you there. The way I sort of said it, and again, I'm not bothered by $53 million. As Dibs said, when you drive into the gas station, it costs what it costs. You don't get to negotiate it. And this is what a starting quarterback costs largely, give or take, if you want to keep one. So the question for me is Brock Purdy $45 million better than Mac Jones? Or if you could have gotten Mac for, let's say he, I don't know, wins the rest of the games this year and you could get him next year, or Sam. Sam's better example. You know what I mean? You can get a guy like that for 30 or 40 as opposed to getting Brock for 53. As a fan, I want the best guy, and I'm willing to pay for that, even if he's only a tick better. And if you're asking me if I think if he's a tick better than Mac Jones, I absolutely do. Time will tell how much better, but if there's any gap at all, I want the better player. That's the way I look at it.
Well, the final thing I'll say is if you didn't need to, and Parag, and listen, I'm not a financial, I was looking at the numbers. You didn't need to pay $53 million per year to get the result that you probably could have gotten paying lesser to quarterbacks that are very close to Brock. That's my final point. Okay?
Like who?
I appreciate the time, guys.
Yeah, like who?
Thanks, Austin.
Well, I just told you, Darnold. I think he could get you there. I think he's as good as Brock on any given Sunday.
And Darnold's making what, $35 million a year?
Austin,
somewhere in there.
I actually don't know what that contract he got in Seattle. Was it a 3 year?
It was 3 and 100 roughly.
Something in that neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yeah,
$55 million guaranteed.
300 or 100.
Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, could you have gotten Darnold for cheaper? Sure. Is Darnold as good as Brock Purdy in this system? He might be, but we never saw it.
Yeah, don't know.
It goes to the whole idea of a bird in the hand versus two in the bush, and the bird in the hand was Brock Purdy. And if you like the bird in the hand, then you stay with it, and the cost of doing business is what you paid. Now, if you want to really roll those dice, and you want to throw them out there and say, you know what, Brock, we're not going to do this. We're not doing $53 million. We're going to go out there and, you know, try to chase it and stopgap it. Not knowing what we know about Mac Jones, by the way, you would have had to say, you know what, we still love Mac Jones. We think we can get him and he'll be that dude. Well, that's risky. It's probably a little bit more risky, in my opinion, than paying the guy that you already have seen and the guy who you like.
Yeah, so I like... Is Sam Darnold as good as Brock? I don't know. He might be better. We haven't seen it. But where my mind goes when you ask a question like that is to start to go, okay, hang on. Let's run out actually doing that. And this is where I think some people do get caught up. Is this isn't fantasy football. Do you know what I mean? like Guru about 3 hours ago offered me Jordan Love for Devon Achane. So we can do that on a computer.
Yep.
That's fun. I said,
wow.
No. Yeah, I said no, because running backs are too hard to find when there's 1,000 people in the league. And no, like I'm having a hard enough time getting two running backs on the field. I'm not going to give you my only good one. But we can do all of that because I don't actually know Devon, and I don't know Jordan, and I don't coach any of their teammates.
And you don't have a system.
So,
like, you're just a guy with a fantasy team.
Run through sitting in a locker room. You have a quarterback who's already there. He's made like $3 million over 3 years. And in two of those years, you ended up at least in the NFC title game. One of them, you ended up in the Super Bowl, and you ended up in overtime. And then as he gets just ready to go and do contract negotiation year, you sign someone else. You sign someone else who has never really played games for you before. So you go get Sam Darnold for $35 million instead of Brock Purdy. And Brock is still on the team. He's still sitting there. What are you welcoming into your room? That's chaos. That's complete and total chaos. And very controversial and very, very difficult, I think, for teammates and whatnot to wrap their head around. Do you hear the way Feliciano talks about Brock? That's what that's how the teammates feel. So you're willfully walking into the room and just nuking everything that they've known for a 3 year period, all because you think, well, this guy might be better for a few less bucks.
Right. A lot less bucks.
Okay, 35 versus 52.
Sure. 3 years versus five. It's not even about the money. It's about the signal you're sending.
By the way, don't forget, you'd have to pay Sam the 35 right away this year.
Yeah.
You're not doing that with Brock.
You're paying Brock nine.
Brock's making nine.
Yep.
Sam's making 35. So the dollars and cents of it, I think I get it. It's fun. We get locked in on it. But somehow what gets lost in this is, like, dude, you got to run your team. That would be very chaotic to try to pull a maneuver like that on a 49er team that had been having a lot of success.
With a guy that they seemingly really like. And, you know, John Feliciano is a good example of a guy who's played with him, and he vouches for him and he loves him. And the rest of the team, I'm sure that they're all behind Brock Purdy and what he's done and how much they've won. And that ultimately is what matters to these players. Is the quarterback good enough? Is he a good leader? And are we winning? And if those are all yeses, then they don't care how much the guy's making. Keep the guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy we win with, and no disrespect to Sam Darnold because he went to Minnesota and had a great year, but you know, you go to Seattle and he's making what he makes, and you didn't want to have him come here and make that, because basically you're saying to Brock, well, thanks for the effort, Brock, and you're going to be gone now at the end of this year, and then if Darnold doesn't work out, then you're back to square one.
Sam's a good player.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I like Sam is one, for example. Like, that was not someone that I, as a fan, gave up on after the experiences with the Jets and the Panthers. I was still like, wouldn't you love to see him not on the Jets or the Panthers? I would. Baker Mayfield, I didn't ever think it would look like this. But Baker was someone who I'm like, he can play a little bit.
Austin in San Jose brought up Justin Fields, and I think that he is a fascinating example
because
if you look at just what he has done as a quarterback, he's gotten better. And he started out with Matt Nagy for a year. Then he had 2 years with the Flus, Matt Eberflus, who's a defensive-minded guy. You go to Pittsburgh with Tomlin, defensive-minded, and now you're with the Jets, Aaron Glenn, defensive-minded. So I don't think that he's yet landed in a spot where he can really thrive. Like, Darnold goes to Minnesota with a great offensive mind, a lot of talent around him, and you thrive. And so, and you and I had this Trevor Lawrence debate a couple weeks ago about Trevor, and now you see him with Liam Cohen, offensive-minded guy. Trevor's a little bit better, I think. I know this. Yeah, they're 4-1,
it's still
and
early.
They've got a lot of talent around them. And so I think about situation and like the complementary pieces. Justin Fields in New York with the Jets, this is not a fair way to judge him because that team is largely a mess.
I'll buy that at the same time. And again, when I use the word sucks, I'm going by what the Niners, like they're, that's probably the wrong word. Their evaluation in the year that they drafted Trey Lance, that also had Justin Fields, that also had Mac Jones, I think there were a bunch of quarterbacks the Niners were somewhat comfortable with. That's why they traded up to three, knowing that like you have to be comfortable with at least three, right? I think they ended up maybe even being comfortable with four. They would have been comfortable with Trevor. They would have been comfortable with Zach Wilson, comfortable with Mac Jones, comfortable with Trey Lance. I do not think they were comfortable with Justin Fields. In fact, I know they were not comfortable with Justin Fields. And then what we've seen since then, yeah, I think the guy's got, like, he's a talented guy. Can he ever be a winning football player? Yeah, you might be right. The jury's still out. I don't think that he fits what the 49ers are trying to do as well as some others. And by the way, the Trevor Lawrence thing that you're talking about, like, yeah, they're 4-1, and I don't want a box score dive, but Trevor Lawrence is – metrics right now are no better. I'm just not that much of a fan of what I like. He's six touchdowns, five picks, and his completion percentage is 60. Like he's going to need to be better, in my opinion, for that team to really thrive over a lengthier period of time.
Yeah, and I look at what they've had, which you've had the rookie wide receiver, the second year receiver with
a bunch of
drops. Brian Thomas with,
he's been better.
Major drops. He's been better of late. And anytime you're a quarterback in a new system, I allow you a certain amount of grace and time to grow. And that's where Justin Fields in New York, not a great start, but he's yet to throw an interception. His completion percentage is the highest of his career. They're 0-4.
They're 0-5, and he is not
playing. He's 0-4.
Yeah, he is not. I mean, he's barely played. Like, he's played three full games.
Right, exactly.
We're talking about a small, yeah.
And I do think
all
about
of this stuff is a very
the system,
small
and this is where, you look at any quarterback in any system, a lot of times you need the right coach, the right play caller, the right talent around you in order to actually play as well as you possibly can. And that's where Mac Jones right now has his stock higher than it's ever been.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.